God, I miss making music. Yeah, her giving me, what's it called?
Georgia Smith.
It's giving Georgia Smith.
Love those.
But welcome to Design Black. This is our first podcast ever. I feel like we've been talking about doing a podcast for years, and now we're finally doing it. We're finally executing it. I'm Solange Wright, founder and president, and this is Valerie Lopez.
Hey. Oh,
Miss Secretary, what happened?
Start over.
What is it?
I mean, am I too far away?
No, you might want to talk a little loud.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
my name is Valerie Fonseca Lopes, and I am the secretary for Design Black.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Isaiah. I'm the VP of Design Black. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we're here tonight to just talk about why we started Design Black.
What's going on in
Design Black? What our hopes for Design Black is, and what it's like to be a Black creative here at UConn.
Yeah. What was that? Are you trying to make the sound effects?
I mean, not no sound effect. Just like that's how I felt about it. That's like a sound effect for what it's like to be Black on campus, I guess.
Okay.
That's a thorough logo. Man, who made that logo?
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All
right. Yeah. Just look at the.
Closer. Okay.
You see? Yeah. All right. Cool. So, one of the things I wanted to talk about today is the song that we just played in the beginning is like one of our friends' music. Mm-hmm. Her name is Trinity, right?
I think so, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, just listening to that like makes me miss making music. I mean, I used to make music, but like I really haven't found the time now. But like when I was making music, I was inspired just by like my personal experiences and just like, I don't know, I had a lot of influences that like I would listen to anything. I had a very diverse, what's it called, taste of music. I had a grunge phase where I just listened to Nirvana.
God, no, same. I'm not gonna lie, middle school, everybody
Stop
thought I was
middle school,
middle school for
Nirvana,
you too.
Nirvana,
Green
Alice
Day,
Chains,
Blink
Alice
182.
Chains, Alice in Chains. Oh, I lost
no,
you there. Okay,
yeah, you kind of
right,
lost
cool.
me there.
Right,
I meant
cool.
like the bands and whatnot.
Okay,
but yeah, no, I was bumping those like Black. That's probably where my like deafness came from.
No, like I was really emo for like a good 3 years, and I listened to that, and then I was listening to NERD, Pharrell, and I don't know. I felt like that like really leaked into my music styles, and I don't know. I think it's important to talk about like what aspects of our personality leaks into our art. I mean, Isaiah, I know you're not like a musician,
but he said absolutely not at all.
But the only thing
is that if I could sing, I would sing all the time.
Oh no, I would like be singing while talking. Like, can you pass me the song?
Oh my god,
that's my only thing.
But I'm
more into like video stuff. Like that's a new development. I think I got that in college, which is kind of cool.
Did you know you wanted to do that in college?
Not going into college, not at all. I was like into like graphic design, stuff like that.
Okay.
That was kind of my like field.
Okay.
But just like, I'm like a big fan of movies. I've always been a fan of movies. So.
What's your favorite movie? Such a complicated question.
Oh man.
Favorite director, there we go.
Jeez.
Oh, not even a better question.
Yeah, I'll say movie for now is like Blindspotting. You ever heard of that?
I've heard of it, yeah.
That's a thorough movie.
Really?
David Diggs, like, yeah, that's a good movie.
My thing with movies, I'm taking like a digital production class now, and I'm finally starting to read films because I'm learning about theory. I'm learning about what's it called, montage theory and all that stuff. So I'm starting to see what filmmakers mean when they do certain things in movies and how they have like, it's supposed to communicate different things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now that I see that, like, I'm starting to appreciate film more.
No, that's valid. No, I mean, like, I can't really relate to the music side, but, like, I assume, like, there's, like, a similar, like, sense of, like, inspiration and whatnot. Like, you get, like, don't know if it, like, you guess it was, like, your grunge phase or whatever. Like, for me, it was,
my
like...
My emo phase, yeah.
It all started with, like, probably, like, Avengers movies, like, as a kid.
Oh! What's your favorite Avengers movie? What's your favorite superhero? Boom.
Black Panther.
Boom. Okay, boom, period. Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah.
Yeah. With your videography and stuff like that, you're more into production or, like, actually...
Probably, like, editing stuff. Like, okay. That's, like, where I like to, like... Like, tell stories, I guess you could say. Oh. So, like, editing stuff, for sure.
Yeah, no, I want to get into... I'm trying to get more into, like, videography and stuff like that.
That's so
but
cool.
It is really cool. But, like, going into how it kind of brings out your personality, I guess, like, in my video... Because I make, like, quick little clips, and they're kind of, like, aesthetic or kind of, like, just, like, chill type beat.
Okay.
Like so, like, clips, yeah, like, yeah. Vibes. And it doesn't really, like... I want to say, like, tell a story or anything, but it kind of comes, like, out of my personality more.
Yeah.
You're just a chill ass person.
Yeah, it's just like chill and like
chill,
you know, gotta
ass
be like
all can chill ass
it's
videos.
Like one song all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean with me, I kind of like dabbled in everything except animation. I can't draw for ish. Like I really can't. But I mean what piqued my interest in like just the digital media arts, I came to college as a comp sci major. Which
really?
Is yes I really wanted to. I'm probably gonna go to grad school for computer science because I really love it. But I mean my thing is when I transferred to UConn, I was immersed into a lot of like digital media classes. They put me in Design Lab 1. They put me in DMD 1070 where I learned like web development. And like, yeah, I wanted to study web development, but I realized how graphic design and all that stuff intertwines with all, it's all like a spectrum. Like they all kind of intertwine with each other. Like a lot of the design elements that you learn in Design Lab can be applicable to everything that you do. And that's what made me more interested in like graphic design. Even though I'm not an artist, I'm starting to dabble into graphic design and stuff like that. Like I can say I can make a logo and stuff like that. So I mean, what piqued my interest though from like all this computer stuff is like in my childhood, I started a website. Ooh. And I created a social networking site when I was younger, Samson Network. And it had like, I created it in like fourth grade, but I had like 200 members at its peak. Yeah, and I used to create all the...
What was it called?
Samson Network.
Samson Network?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, the domain's not up now, but like if you Google it, you'll find like some stuff on it. But like I used to create all the videos for, I used to create like music. That's how I like immersed myself in like Logic Pro and all that stuff. I like self-taught myself that stuff. So that's what really piqued my interest, and I kind of knew what I wanted to do by the time I got to college. So
yeah. I do think that like something about college is that like, I don't feel like that, like, they necessarily, like, taught me, like, everything I know, but, like, they do teach you, like, that you gotta, like, teach yourself, and, like just, like, self-learning is kind of, like, the best way in, like, all the fields, I feel like.
I was just talking about this, how, especially here at UConn, it's more, like, they teach you conceptual stuff, and then, like,
and
you kind
of make of it.
Yeah, like, you have the foundation, they give you, like, what you need to know, and then you kind of have to put it to whatever problem or situation, especially in, like, SOE.
But I think UConn does a good job at, like, prepping you and stuff like that. It's not like they just push you in the water. They teach you how to fish before you... So, I mean, I can say UConn does have a good program that teaches you, like...
We're not trying to, like, hype up UConn like
that. No, this is definitely not a sponsored message, but I'm just saying UConn has a very good program, and they prep you on, like, what you need to know. So, and it also piques your interest, so you have an interest in what you're learning. So, I mean, yeah.
No, that's what's up.
Any external comments, anything else?
I mean, like, for me, it, like, I just, like, I do feel like that, like, I sometimes think about, like, college in general, like, how, like, helpful it is. Because I know, like, I have a lot of friends who are, like, you know, this just wasn't for me, like, in like, the design world and, like, the art world and whatnot.
And it's not for everybody.
It's not for everyone. For me, like, I think it was just, like networking opportunities, like just meeting people that like just are like passionate about something, just gets me like way more passionate about
faculty
like,
too.
Yeah, faculty like just like makes me want to be like better, and I feel like that's like just a sense of community is like been helpful for my artwork, especially. And something like right now, like I'm working on a short film like for myself, also for my senior project. But like, I don't like know actors or anything like that. I like never like directed a film or anything like that. But like, just like there are people that have their own like skill set, and like just, you know, like I feel like the cool thing about a film is that it's like a project like for everyone. Like it's not just like an individual.
It's a collaborative project.
Yeah, collaborative project.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple questions about how your film, like your film, is called Black Saturation,
Black
right?
Black Saturation.
How are you filming? Are you like, so what are you using? Like, do you mind talking about what it's about?
I mean, like right now, like just a synopsis where it's like two sisters, African-American sisters who have been activists for a couple of years, right? And then One sister just like starts to feel overwhelmed by the amount of like just, you know, hate in the world, just like, you know, giving her all into like protesting and stuff like that, not seeing a result, and then it leads to like her demise, da da da. But it's a very serious film, but like, you know, like right now I'm just like working with a DP right now, so like that's like a cinematographer,
director of photography.
You got it. And I'm working with like gaffers and stuff, so like
what's
I said,
a gaffer?
Gaffer is like lighting and then sound, you know.
Oh,
so like just like
the
working
boom
with
guy
boom is sound.
Okay, the boom mic guy. Yes.
But just like working with people like I don't know nothing about that kind of like lighting, like even a cinematographer, I'm more of an editing guy, so like it's helpful to like have people in their skill sets so I could just like have my vision of the story and just like have that run. So
you're like relying on other people that you trust to do
you
it.
You gotta. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, you can't do it on your own.
I mean, this week I was, so I'm in this, like I said, this digital production class, and we had to do a, like a screenplay. We have to like film it. It was like an editing project. So you follow the screenplay and you kind of put your, like she gives you like what type of shots to make, but like you kind of have a little bit creative freedom. And that's the first time I ever directed anything, like period. And like I was directing it and I was like thinking, maybe we should do this. Maybe the lighting doesn't look there. Like, you know what I mean? That's the first time I've ever done that in that sense. And it was kind of interesting. I think I liked it.
Did you find it, like, overwhelming at all? Because, like...
It was just overwhelming because it was due tonight. So I was, like, up until 3 a.m. editing on Premiere Pro. But, yeah. I mean, it was fun, though. I actually genuinely had fun with it. And I think I'm going to... We're doing a final project, and I already know what I want to do for that. So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, UConn lets you take all these classes, and you realize... You come in thinking you want to do something, and then you come out... I came as a comp sci major. I'm here like graphic design, design black, like what? But yeah, I mean, what does art like add to your life? Like, what do you think? I mean, for me, it's personally a hobby. It's something I genuinely like. Cause as a kid, I didn't play with toys. I was on my computer working on my website and making like not a normal child. Like I was on the internet unsupervised, learning how to freaking use Logic Pro and stuff like that. So, I mean, what does art add to your life? Like for me, it's a hobby. I genuinely love it.
Yeah, it's like a hobby, but like, I don't know, it brings a little flair, like a little excitement. You know?
Yeah.
I went to art school in high school, and I hated that experience.
Really?
Truly.
Why?
Because like I've always been into art, like for real. Like I like as a kid I was like I want to be like a comic book artist. Like I was into drawing and stuff like that. Because I was into superhero nerds.
You
Avengers,
watched the anime, right?
What did you say?
You watched the anime, right?
I really didn't, bro. That's my only thing. Like, I will like pick up a comic book in a second, but like, you gotta give me like a anime like name, and I'll watch it. But like, I'm not
into anime like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel that.
But yeah, that's my only thing. People be like, "What?" Like, nah. I'm like not opposed to it, but
okay.
But nah, like, art's just been like there, like always. It's just, you know, it's fun.
That's good.
I feel like I'm always been doing like some kind of art, like whether it be like music or like like in middle school I was like doing like 7 different instruments for band class.
My God.
And then
you were a band nerd?
Not a band nerd, but like it was like a gen ed, you had to take band. So like I was I tried like clarinet, flute, trumpet, drums. And then I did like violin before, but then also like I'll try to go home and like become an artist, but like that never worked out. But I was always like drawing, and now I'm into like videography and stuff like that. But it's always like a different type of art that like either it doesn't have to stick, but like there's always something you can like switch to and still be like in the art kind of realm.
Here's the thing with music, I almost went to music school. I was looking to go to Berkeley, like that type of ish, but like I wanted to run track, so but so my dad was a bass player, and he kind of, like, immersed me in music because he would always be, like, that was his hobby. He would, like, go on, like, what is it called? Ultimate Tabs and, like, learn how to play Kelly Clarkson on the guitar as a kid, and I would see him do that, and, like, they would, like, my parents would put me in music lessons, and, like, at one point I was playing piano, guitar, violin, saxophone all at the same time. So, I mean, and then, like, I just realized I love making music, and that kind of would also pique my interest, but, I mean... are you guys working on any current projects?
They're either like really little, like I don't know if you've seen like my videos on my Instagram.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, so they're like short clips. Like if I have a good day, I'm always like recording and stuff like that. People think it's annoying sometimes, but I'm like, all right, but watch it.
No,
look good
cool.
on Instagram, right? So, but yeah, I have one that I'm kind of trying to get done, stuff like that. But they're chill.
That's cool. I mean, I'm glad I started this club because like when I transferred last year, I came in as an athlete, and it was this, I was just always around athletes, and there's nothing wrong with being an athlete. Mm-hmm. I love athletes. But it's like, I didn't find people that had the similar interests as me in terms of design. And then I would go to DMD, and this, like, I'm the only black person, and I'm the only girl there sometimes too. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, it was hard to find people that have similar interests. And I'm glad I met you guys. Yeah, no, really, because like, I didn't know that people like this existed at UConn.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah,
think they, I mean, the school sets you up to think that we don't exist, which mm-hmm. is kind of like tragic. But like, even like with me, like you, like DMD, I was a DMD only black guy, like in my classes and whatnot. And mm-hmm. then like UCTV too, like I've been in a television station, so you see people who are like into TV, into like a video, and you think, oh, like I'm the only black guy into this stuff. No, they just like, you know, people don't have the resources or.
But what do you think it is? Why do you think black people don't think they can pursue media studies? Because I know there's a lot of black people that are interested in this type of stuff, but they don't know that they can, like, pursue a career in this. Why is that?
I mean, for me, like, I think it's just, like, the environment. Like, some of the environments just don't set it up for us to, like, it doesn't look like that we can. Or just using UCTV as an example, like, it's a great program, but, like, I know for me, like, I felt intimidated just to walk through the doors and come to that first meeting. But like we've always been there, like we've always mm-hmm. like, you know, we're creative people in general, as you know, black people. So like I don't know why. Like I think it's just like, honestly, it's just like the system's been in place that you
it's
know.
Been set up so we think that we can't do that stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it's also outreach, because like with me and like SOE, and I work in ADOC and stuff, I feel like that question is also the same thing asked in like engineering, because mm-hmm. like the minority groups, like African-American, woman, and Hispanic, and stuff like that. In engineering, we don't really know. Like, growing up, I didn't know what engineering was. Yeah. So now with EDOC, we actually, like, today I just had the multiplier options program.
Mm-hmm.
We literally, like, 100 eighth grade girls came, and we told them what engineering was.
Aww.
So that's, like, another thing. What do you call it? Like, with art and stuff, like UCTV, they probably didn't do, like, outreach. Like, you didn't know it was available. You didn't know that they wanted you, they need you, stuff like that. So I feel like that's something that we need.
Yeah, that's what I want Design Black to do. I want like people to know that they can do this. I want to be able to go to high school and stuff like that and teach them, like, hey, this is like, hey, I'm like drawing stuff and making videos, and I can make a career out of this. Like, you know what I mean?
When y'all were in high school, did you feel like that you knew, like you had any sense of like what you could do?
I still don't know what I'm doing with my life.
Well, me either. I'm on my way out. But like, like, did you like have a sense of like what was capable for you?
I mean,
like, maybe.
For me, I mean, my school didn't really have, I went to Catholic school, and it's very academic based, so they don't really have a lot of electives. But because I was doing like that website stuff outside of school, I kind of had an idea like, hey, I might just do this as a career.
Mm.
But I mean, I think if kids had the resources, if like a lot of public schools had like the funding to have like a media class, or even like, I took computer science in high school, and that's what made me want to pursue it, if not in undergrad and graduate school. So I think if we have opportunities like that, and if schools have programs like that, then people can realize that they can do this, and it won't just be like a white male dominated field. Because look at Silicon Valley, look at things like that, look at TV, look at who runs HBO and stuff like that. I mean, they're getting better with it now, with like Issa Rae running HBO. HBO is doing a really good job with like diversity in terms of that, but I mean, that's just now, but you know what I mean, there's definitely
there
a gap.
At least they're working on it now, like to make the change, but you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for me, like, coming out of high school, like, I think, like, you've asked this question before, like, what makes it seem like we can't. Just, like, art school, for me, like, it was, like, one of the best high school, like, art schools in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I, like, was the only black kid still.
Jesus.
Like, so, like, when I came to, like, DMD, like, it seemed like that was just normal to be the only black kid for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you feel the same way, but like it felt like being the only black person is normal in these kind of realms.
Mm-hmm.
But I was prepared for that, I think, and that's why I was like okay with joining UCTV. But like,
do you think it's because we go to UConn?
I mean,
Connecticut
definitely plays a part.
Connecticut
in
itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I went to school in New York before I came here, and it was still kind of like that. Like a lot of the black students that I knew were usually like business students and like engineering students, because I felt like they felt like that was the only options they could have. And I'm trying to think, at HBCUs, I'm wondering if there's a lot of like kids in media studies there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's a UConn problem, a Connecticut problem, or if it's just like an issue with the field, media studies in general.
Yeah. And I think there's, like, I do think that, like, it's been helpful, too, like, what, like, Design Black, like, there's been, like, a lot of, like, I hope to see, like, overlap between, like, media and then just, like, engineering and, like, computer science, all that stuff, like, because, like, there's, like, I think we're so capable of, like, so much work and, like, I don't know, like, I'd like to see us, like, just work on projects, like, with that overlap,
I feel like. That's true. I don't know. I think a lot of computer science students don't like design, though. I think they like being able to build stuff, you know what I mean?
I think there's, like, that comes from, like, just, like, the classes that are taught, but also that they're just, like, you know, it, like, people wouldn't be interested in it, for sure, but, like, I think it's just, like, those aren't, like, the type of classes, like, computer science, like, teaches, but...
Object-oriented programming, how is that creative?
No, because, like, my friends now that are, like, CS and everything, they're actually, like, probably the most creative people I know.
Right.
Exactly. And hands-on, like they're, most of them are in Design Black, actually, like, the general body. And then there's, like, my friends, they, like, do fashion and sewing and animation and musicians and stuff like that, and they're still, like, there, so I don't know. I feel like it's,
they think that they can't make money out of it. Come on,
I don't know. I feel like they'll probably hopefully use them skills to probably like infuse into like what they're doing, or maybe
do you
like,
think okay? So, I have a friend, she's, I feel like her parents are forcing her to study chemical engineering.
I feel that,
like, yep. Her immigrant parents are like, you must study chemical engineering, and she wants to be a filmmaker. Like, she goes to school in England, but like the system there is like you go to undergrad for 3 years. She's in her fourth year because she failed out, but she, I mean, I know that she's not studying what she wants to do, but I mean, I feel like a lot of parents are forcing their kids, like, you're not gonna make money being in media doing this bull, like, you should have an engineering degree, da 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 da. And I think that a lot of pressure that comes from that.
The only thing that I understand, like, the parents, like, oh, you got to make sure your kid's straight, da 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 da, and everything. But, like, it's to the point where you can talk about it and, like, come to an equal ground on it, at least. Because, like, yeah, like, your parents are probably putting in the most, like, especially at the beginning, for, like, money and paying for your school and whatnot. So, like, I feel like if they... Like, if you came up saying, like, yeah, I'm really passionate about doing art or whatever and stuff like that, once you, like, grow up, your parents should know, like, okay, so I should take, like, classes, like, help them get into that and maybe actually be able to be a career or do a career in that aspect. But also, like, in college, maybe do, like, half-half. Yeah, like, it's either, like, this or nothing for them.
Artists are, like, synonymous with being starving and hungry and poor. It's not the case like that anymore.
And then black
artists,
I feel like you gotta be a celebrity for.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
To pop off. Yeah. I mean, with your art, like, what message are you trying to convey? Like, what are you trying to tell? You know what I mean? I'm sorry
for the conversation term,
but like.
I mean, okay. So, I mean, for Black Saturation right now, like, I find that, like, actually, I did, like, the table read with the actors and whatnot last week, and that jump was, like, low key emotional because, like, it is, like, my life, but like also like what I want, you know, what I like hope never happens to like anyone, but like I know like is capable of, because, you know, but so just like I guess just presenting ideas that like exist for people and that just like probably won't be shown.
Okay.
But like I'm just like one black dude, so like I mean I don't
only
know.
Do so much.
Yeah. It's not, you know, so that's all my work is, but like I don't know, like even like there's a, I mean it could be like therapeutic too, like I assume Val, like for your videos too, like it's just like therapeutic to like
music is therapeutic, just, like, really fun to make, and I don't know, like rewatching them and seeing like how much fun I had during the video or like the making of it and like going back to myself, right. It is therapeutic in a way. Yeah,
damn, I think we're gonna end it on that note, but it was nice talking about this. This was a nice conversation. No, it really was.
Yeah, it kind of flew on.
We were nervous. Okay, we were
nervous. The beginning.
First of all, we were here for 30 minutes. We didn't know how to record the equipment.
It was a cool hour.
It was a cool hour trying to figure out how to record this equipment. But I'm glad we did this, and I'm glad that we finally had this conversation. Hopefully, on the next episode, we'll be able to invite somebody so they can talk and stuff like that. But I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Design Black's Amplified. The song at the beginning was by Montez. The name? Chad?
Yeah, Montez.
Song name?
Red Rover.
Red Roses by Montez. Mm. Yeah, we're going to link that in the caption or bio.
Transcript.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Somewhere. You'll follow see it.
Black. Follow, follow Design Black on Instagram at DesignBLK. And I'll see you guys next time.
See ya.
Some blessings.